It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Each week, we speak with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, two new bills have been introduced in the state legislature. They would dramatically impact those severely injured in a catastrophic car accident. Under current law, severely injured Michiganders can receive unlimited benefits for their care. Susan, how would the rules change under these new bills?
Well, what it would seek to do is put a $1 million cap on the benefits offered to people who were suffered devastating injuries during a car accident. Right now, there is no limit, so we're the only true no-fault state in the country. And the insurance industry has long been very concerned about this. It's the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association is the entity that's responsible for these funds. And we don't really know where their finances are at. The governor claims that they're in disarray, but nobody outside of that group and the governor has ever really seen what kind of shape they're in. So, you know, Snyder's perspective is it's a problem that needs to be fixed. And the way to fix it is by reducing benefits.
Ken, we're hearing from groups who oppose this bill, and they say this is going to be a problem for people who require long-term support. The cost for that treatment is going to be pushed off to taxpayers and onto Medicaid. Is that the case?
Well, if you're one of these individuals that unfortunately would get into a catastrophic accident where the cost of coverage goes over $1 million and you had that cap in place, you would then, those benefits, you'd still get medical care, but it would be paid for by either Medicare, Medicaid, or your regular health insurance. There are a lot of subplots to this debate. One of them that's significant is that the auto insurance system for paying for medical benefits is the last remaining system where hospitals and other providers really don't have any limits. I mean, they can charge essentially whatever they want to charge to take care of people, and that's unlike Medicare or Medicaid or workers' comp or Blue Cross or Aetna. They all have various schedules for payment. So this fee schedule idea or concept, which is part of this initiative or part of this legislation, is also one of the major political subplots going on here.
Susan, Governor Snyder has had trouble getting some of his major agenda items met by the legislature, including transportation funding and the Medicaid expansion. Does he have support for this plan?
Well, let's not forget that last session, when there were 64 Republican members of the House, they could not get this bill through, a reform like it, I should say. Now there are far fewer Republicans in the House. I think this is a very difficult issue. I certainly think that this has political implications for 2014 because, you know, that's a pretty powerful ad right there if you have some of these severely injured people, quadriplegics perhaps, you know, making the case that, you know, Representative so-and-so just voted to ruin their life. I think that obviously everybody is going to weigh if this vote is worth it, you know, and obviously looking at if it can be used against them in 2014.
Ken, your last thoughts?
Well, the reforms for Michigan's automobile insurance system have been debated for many, many years. The issue of the fee schedule for benefits, the fact Michigan's the only state that has unlimited medical benefits, the annual cost increase that goes on everybody's car insurance bill, all of these issues have been around for some time. This really is probably one of the best opportunities in the last generation for significant reform. But as Susan has mentioned, it's not without political implications for the next election.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.